Ava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to guide and support us during these times of accelerating energy to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we are going to talk about the energies of this retrograde that is happening, well, particularly the Mercury retrograde, which is happening on Friday, the 18th of July. And I want to share some wisdom on these planetary retrogrades. There's also the energies of Saturn and Neptune and Pluto that are also retrograde during this time. So there is so much energy that is coursing and flooding onto Earth, into our energy field, into our bodies. And I truly feel that retrogrades, particularly Mercury, because it's the closest, it's one of our personal planets. When a planet goes retrograde, it really gives us a chance to pause, to come back to our present moment, and to reassess, reconfigure, recalibrate, retool, rework. You're getting my drift. We're re-everything. What we have manifested. Because everything is frequency, everything is intention, everything is what is coming up for us in that moment, and how are we choosing to respond to it? Are we choosing to allow it to trigger us and bring out the worst in us, or are we choosing to allow it to trigger us and then taking that sacred pause, that breath, and allowing it to show us what needs healing, what needs to be reimagined? So this retrograde in Leo is powerful for several reasons. It is happening during the portal of Tammuz and into the portal of Leo, which is the new moon cycle of Leo Av. So there is a lot of energy of creation, of fertility, of sexuality, of our relationship to our inner child, our relationship to children, whether they are born or will be born, our relationship to parenthood, our parenting of our inner child. There's the energy of creativity, of coming back to our passion, coming back to our ability to view the world through the eyes of a child with innocence, with wonder, with amazement at the fact that we are here. We are incarnated at this crucial time on Earth to seed and anchor the higher frequencies, to remember who we are, to remember what powerful manifestors and co-creators we are, because everything in our lives we have co-created. So it's a potent time, and retrogrades, I was born under a retrograde, in a Mercury retrograde, so I feel that for me retrogrades are very deep times for me to realign with my center, with my oneness. And so Mercury, as you know, is the planet of communication. It rules interpersonal relationships. It rules our expression. It rules our mind, our communication. It rules communication with the divine. It rules, oh, my third eye is buzzing. My apologies if you're hearing me scratching my third eye. It is obviously Hermes, Mercury, the messenger of the gods. It is the energy of quick thinking, very witty energy, very fast energy. So it is really This retrograde is happening at 15 degrees of Leo. 15 is the number 6 in Gematria, in Hematria. In numerology, however we want to say it, it is the number 6. And the number 6 is the hand of God, the hand of the Shekhinah, connected to Mother Mary. It is about cosmic divine harmony. It is about beauty. It is about the heart and the high heart. It is pure, unconditional love. It is that energy. And Leo, you mentioned those qualities about Leo, but Leo also rules the heart. Leo is the king, the sun. It is ruled by the sun. So it is that energy of regal power and sovereignty while still maintaining that innocent playfulness of the inner child, that curiosity, that desire to explore and experience new things, the desire to create, to consciously co-create, the desire, it's also romance and love affairs. So it's very interesting energy, because retrogrades are packed full of surprises. So you never quite know what you're going to get. However, the key to navigating these energies successfully is to really allow yourself to be in the moment. Allow yourself to pause. Allow yourself to breathe. Allow yourself to feel. We are still in Cancer season. And we're going into Av, which is the cycle after Cancer, the Leo new lunar cycle, and that is the heart. So we're still in that energy of pure, unconditional love. How do we embody that love? How do we share that love? How do we express that love? How do we create the boundaries to maintain our sovereignty and still allow our hearts to be open? Because it's very easy to shut down emotionally. It's very easy to just build walls around the heart, but all those walls do is keep us in separation, is keep us in duality. The purpose of our human incarnation is to transcend duality, to bring union into polarities. We have Saturn, the taskmaster, retrograde in Aries, conjunct Neptune. Neptune represents the soul, unencumbered, liberated, free of the physical body. Now, there are some spiritual traditions where that is the end goal, because there is that doctrine that the earthly, the material realms, the body is dirty, is sinful, is punishment, so to speak. This is not in true alignment with creation, because why would creation, the divine, whatever you want to call that energy, why would they create a prison planet or a planet for suffering? It doesn't make sense. Yes, there is suffering, and we suffer. Let's come into the suffering. We suffer when we think we're not enough. We suffer when we are in the ego. We suffer when we are under the illusion that we are not infinite, that we are not consciously co-creating and manifesting every moment, that we are powerless to effect change in our lives. And that powerlessness feeds into manipulation. It feeds into us giving away our power and perpetuating that, giving away our power and blaming everything outside of us. When we blame everything outside of us, when we judge, when we guilt, when we shame, all we are doing is furthering our distance from our true north, from our soul, from the divine. When we can understand, embody ourselves, our true essence, our soul, our divine spark, radiate that. Know that, yes, we are living in a world of duality. Yes, we are incarnated, and that limits our ability to do certain things, because if we are in the higher realms, we don't have these physical limitations because we're not playing under these set of rules. So we can choose what we align to, and this has to do with Mercury, because Mercury is in the Aramaic Hebrew creation frequencies. Mercury was created by the Aramaic Hebrew letter Resh, and Resh is about discernment. Resh is about humility, the thirst for wisdom. It is free will. It is about strengthening our relationship to the divine through action. Don't forget that bit. We strengthen our relationship to the divine. We strengthen and nourish our connection to our soul and to the divine through action. It is through our thoughts, our words, our actions that we manifest and come closer to this divine union with the eternal, with the beloved. The beloved is the divine. And this is how it is also through action that we cultivate the union of heaven and earth, the celestial realms, the higher frequencies, incarnating and embodying them on earth, creating the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom on earth. Remember, if we follow the original, the teachings before they were adulterated, before they became dogma and religion, remember that dogma keeps us in separation. When it was pure spiritual wisdom, Yeshua would say, the kingdom is within. The teachings, he was in a scene, mystic. Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, all of the same, they are all of the same lineage, the same Essene mystical lineage. And the teachings were the wisdom teachings. They were the teachings of the divine feminine, of the unseen, of union, merging with the divine, of anchoring those higher frequencies here on earth. That's what he came to do. He came here to show us how we can embody and radiate that infinite love, those higher frequencies of the divine in our human incarnation. And because we are in this portal where relationships have a lot to do with our communication, I invite you to look at your relationships during this retrograde, because it's actually happening. This retrograde is happening in the fifth house, and the fifth house has to do with love affairs, with romance, with play, with creativity, with fertility, with self-expression, with good fortune, with our relationships to our inner child and our children, as I mentioned. It's also the five. So it's a lot of active heart-centered energy. And when it comes to relationships, it is important to differentiate between bonds that are made that are based on genuine connection, genuine affinity, genuine and authentic connection, union, and bonds that are created through trauma. Trauma bonds would be if you and someone is, you're both in rehab, you're bonding because of that shared trauma. If you suffered a catastrophic incident together and somehow that brought you together, that's a trauma bond. Not saying those relationships don't work. I'm just saying there's a difference between coming together during times of crises and allowing that to be your bond, and actually knowing who that person is, what energy and what frequencies they hold. Every being holds different codes, different activations, different programs and patterns. And it's important to know, have the discernment to differentiate between someone who is seeking and constantly developing and nourishing their connection to the divine as their North Star, and someone who is basically just going through the motions. Some people are here to just go through the motions. They are here to live that life that looks easy. Granted, we never really know if their life is easy, but it looks that way. They get up, they go to work, they go to happy hour after work, whatever, and then they go home, they eat their dinner, and then they go to bed, and then they wake up and do it again. Some people, that's what they're wired for. And there is no judgment in that. That's what they want. That's what their soul chose. And we don't know what that soul lived before, so maybe this is their vacation from not doing the work because of the last lifetime they were like on it. We don't know. And this is why it is important to not judge. Discernment, exercising discernment is not judgment. Exercising discernment is recognizing if something is a vibrational match for what you are wishing to birth into being, what you are wishing to consciously co-create. I also want to mention the subject of truth. This is coming up a lot. Truth isn't afraid to be questioned. When you hold a belief in your heart, remember, belief systems can be dogmatic. If we hold on to a belief to the point that we are actually inflexible and rigid and closed to questioning that belief, then we are in ignorance and we are in separation and we are in duality. And we cannot be afraid to question ourselves. If we stop questioning ourselves and our motivation and our intention and our alignment, then we can easily fall into the trap of giving away our power, of becoming incredibly authoritarian and thinking that our way is the only way and that everyone should be like us. And that again leads us down the path of separation. And the other thing is about sovereignty. So we have truth and sovereignty. Sovereignty, when one is sovereign, one knows that we are whole. We are complete, and we do not seek external validation. We do not think that X house, X job, X degree from whatever educational institution, X number of money in the bank, etc., X body shape, whatever. We don't associate our worth with validation from something that is ephemeral, something that is not truth and not eternal. Your worth, your value comes from your soul, comes from the divine. There is nothing and no one that can take that away from you. And it's actually one of the things I love about Leo energy. Leo energy is in the light, so its purest essence. We're not speaking about the shadow side of Leo here. In its purest essence, Leo is regal. Leo is magnanimous. Leo is affectionate and open-hearted and giving and playful and strong and courageous. Because remember, Leo is the king. Leo is the lion. Leo is an energy of generosity, of giving from the heart. Leo is an energy of nourishment. Don't mess with a Leo. When Leos and Cancers and those, I would say, like, you might catch the end of a bad situation if you mess with the people that they love. Because I have one of my really good friends, she's a Leo and she's a mom, and when that lioness comes out for her babies, oh my goodness, you don't want to be on the other side of that. And it's the same. It's something that I absolutely adore about her and about Leo energy, that they're going to go to the mat. If they love you, they're going to go all in for you and protect you with everything they have. It's a beautiful, nurturing energy because, again, it's that heart energy. It's that loving energy. So during this retrograde, remember to come home to your heart. Remember to remain in the heart. Remember that you are infinite. And don't allow yourself to be defined by what happened to you. Don't allow yourself to question your worth. Don't give away your power. This is a time of great awakening, and with great awakening comes great responsibility. And this is what Saturn is teaching us. Saturn is retrograde in Aries. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So Aries energy is very fiery, very going, guns blazing, fiercely independent, fiercely courageous, often to the point that they don't pay attention to what they are doing. Saturn is that in Aries is the reins on that horse. It is that, it is the control, the good control, the disciplined control of that urge to go in guns blazing. It is tempering the fiery energy of Aries. So where we want to expand, Saturn is saying, okay, we're going to expand, but we have to actually think about how we're going to do this. We have to re-envision how we are going to take action in a way that is more in alignment with our soul, because Saturn gets a really, really bad rap. But Saturn really is the divine masculine, the energy that protects and creates the structure and the discipline for you to succeed, for you to anchor your manifestations. And when you are doing the soul work, Saturn is going to bless us with abundance. We have Jupiter in Cancer, which is expansion all the way. And Neptune is also retrograde. So we have the ability to align with our soul mission and to really feel into that energy before we take action. And I know many of us, especially if you're like me, you can be kind of impatient and you want things to happen 2 days ago or yesterday. However, now is the time to slow down. Really slow down. Take your time. Don't rush into things. Don't be overly in the brain and analytical and having to know how everything is going to work out. That's not the best way and the best use of your energy. But really feel with your heart if the action that we are wanting to take is in alignment. Ask your guides and do your best to trust them. They really know because they're more attuned to what your higher self chose. Don't be like me. When I receive a message, I question it and I question it and ask for a million and one signs. And that kind of keeps the ball from rolling the way it needs to, because I allow my ego to get in the way of doing what needs to be done. There's no other way to say it. I have allowed my ego to get in the way of getting things done, of the messages I have received. And things have bit me in the behind when I've done that. So don't take that page book from me. If you receive a message, ask for 1-2 affirmations tops and then go for it. Don't spend your time trying to recreate the wheel. Really allow yourself to trust the inner wisdom. The more growth that I personally have experienced was when I trusted my intuition, when I trusted what I felt in my gut, what I felt in my womb was the right course of action. That's when everything expanded. And you can ask your body. Your body is incredibly intelligent. If you just tune into your heart and take a deep breath and ask your body to show you what yes feels like, and you will feel it somewhere in your body. Then ask it again, so you know what that feeling feels like. Then ask it what a no feels like. For me, a no feels like I'm gagging and I actually have to throw up. And it's not a good feeling. It's like a constrictive, not a good feeling. Learn how to trust your body. particularly during times of retrogrades, during times when the planet is being bombarded with geomagnetic storms and solar radiation. All of these things are happening for us. However, if our vessel is not, if we haven't taken the time to purify the vessel and prepare the space, that's when chaos ensues. During this time, be on your A game. Be doing your practices, be meditating, be walking in nature, spending time doing what you love, what makes your soul and your heart sing, really aligning with the earth and knowing, cultivating that knowing that you are one with the divine, that you are a spark of creation in this human form. Pluto. Pluto is all about transformation, death, rebirth, endings, beginnings, the mysteries, the unseen. Pluto is retrograde in Aquarius. Yes. Aquarius is a very fast energy. It is an innovative energy. It is a revolutionary energy. It's an energy that wants to break things down and make the world better. And remember not to fall into the shadow of Aquarius, to become detached, to become isolated, to think that only we know how things need to be done. Remember, that would be the shadow. When we are in the heart, it is when we can come into deeper alignment. When we are in the ego, we create and perpetuate more separation, more chaos, more, and we actually create more karma. Saturn is the king of karma. And karma is simply action. It can be good, it can be bad. But the more we cultivate grace and the more that we cultivate forgiveness for ourselves in particular, but for other people too, we don't know what they're going through. So it's not really wise to judge others, to guilt them or to shame them or to try to manipulate them. That's not the best use of our energy. Remember, we are aligning with the energies of creation. We are aligning with the frequencies of love. We are aligning with the frequencies of expansion, of beauty, of peace and wholeness, sovereignty. Fear, guilt, shame, doubt, lack, anger, all of that leads us down the path of duality rather than union. And we are seeking to unify all aspects of our being, to bring light into those inner recesses of our hearts and our minds so we can embody more of that light that we are. This energy has the possibility to open us up in new ways that we never even thought were possible. However, we have to be willing to go through the initiation portal. We have to be willing and open to the transformation, to the alchemy that is being asked of us. We have to be willing to liberate all that does not align with what we are going. We are at the threshold. We can continue perpetuating the patterns of anger, of bitterness, of resentment, etc. Or we can let those go and embody the love and the light and the beauty that we are. Let go of fear, in particular. That just keeps coming back. Let go of fear. The mind will tell you and create a dozen or so scenarios of how things can go wrong. Remember, the ego, the mind, only knows what it has lived. We are on the threshold of birthing and embodying a new frequency. This new frequency is something we've never experienced before. And because we haven't experienced it, it scares us. So hold yourself in compassion and in grace as you move through and navigate these waters. Don't allow fear to close you off to the infinite possibilities that are unfolding for you, for all of us. Because we are infinite. Maintain your alignment. Be on top of your spiritual practices. Be on top of your purification. And be on top of your health. I think we think that spirituality is just the ethers and all up in the ethers and the other realms and the unseen. However, we are embodying it in our physical vessel. So your vessel needs to be nourished in whatever way that your vessel needs to be nourished in order for you to ground those energies. There is no one diet, there is no one way for every being to exist. You have to listen to your body. You have to nourish your body. Learn what your body needs. Learn how best you can nourish your body and feel good in your body. And as always, I mentioned this a few times, remember to remain in your heart. Remain in love. See the world through the eyes of love. Doesn't mean you're a doormat. Doesn't mean we don't have boundaries and we don't check people when we need to check them. But hold them in compassion. Because some people don't know what they're doing. They really are ignorant, and they don't know what they're doing. So hold specific compassion for those people that may have hurt us or that are hurting us, and then just move away. We can bring love and light without continuing to perpetuate disharmony in our environment. Speak. Are your words creating union, or are they perpetuating the seeds of chaos and destruction, of disunity, of anger and hate, of division? Our mouth is very powerful. Speak kindness into being. Speak beauty. Speak love. Allow it to radiate from your being. Know your energy. Embody your energy. Choose the frequency you wish to align to. Remember, we are constantly choosing, and it's okay to make a mistake. It's okay. Sometimes we just need to course correct and we need to adjust the dial just a bit. And that's what this time is for. This time is for looking inward to realign and reassess and reconfigure what we are birthing into being on this physical realm. Enjoy this time. Don't be afraid to go within. The magic is within. And just as you're not afraid to go within, make sure you come out of those cosmic waters. And you actually take action, because we must take action to birth our manifestations into being. Have a blessed retrograde portal. Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation for this Mercury planetary retrograde portal. It is linked below. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. You can follow me on Instagram at Audialara, at Embodying the Shahina. It is linked below. I do share longer videos than they probably would like, but it is my speed. I don't do piecemealing nonsense. So you can also check me out on YouTube for longer format videos than I share on Instagram. Mantras, movement meditations, mini sound activations. Of course, not as long as the one that is the companion for this. So don't forget to check that out. And I look forward to hearing from you as to how you are feeling these energies. Have a blessed day. Ahava.